happen. I'll bet you something good happens this season with all this squid up and down the coast, all this market squid. I mean, it's from, I bet you go to Sal Sepoyde's and get squid. Yeah. I don't know how far down it goes, but.
Well, it goes down a ways because, I was talking to Cole. He just came back on his first trip on the Royal, and they said they saw squid all the way down to Asuncion.
Nice.
All the way
market
down.
Squid.
Big market squid. All the way to Asuncion. And all the yellows, at Cedrus, the south end of Cedrus, Benitas. There's squid everywhere this year. And all summer long, we were able to make squid whenever we wanted, wherever we wanted. Wow. We made squid at La Jolla. We made squid on the 43. We made it at San Clemente. We made it at Sauce of Puedes, Pescadero, in the flats there at the Coronados, there was squid everywhere.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then it, as well as you know that squid was, that market squid was on our Outer Banks too all year.
Yeah.
And that's what that fish was feeding on. That's why our tuna fishing was so slow, because that stuff, all that albacore and bluefin was feeding on that, and yellowfin feeding on that squid. Yeah. Every time that fish came up in bed a little bit. You know, their stomachs were jugged with market squid all summer long.
That was so moon sensitive this year. I know you probably spent as much time out there on that 31 line where that fish just kept hanging around.
Yeah.
But there was this, man, you talk about a short window. You could almost guarantee the day after the full to 3 to 4 days after the full, it would show and you'd get a little bit. Yeah. Other than that, you were just looking at it, man.
That's it, you know, and it was a very frustrating year for us, you know, to look at that fish and it not bite. But, you know, I just think it had a lot to do with the bait, and there had to have been an exceptional amount of bait there that we weren't seeing, because the bluefin showed up at that 31-117 cross just southeast of it early. The albacore showed up there. The yellowfin showed up there, and everything hung around there for a long time, and then it all ended up back there.
Right. I was going to say.
At the end,
That one shot where it marched up outside the islands, and then it turned out to the west just before it got to the 43, to like the, what was it, the south, or the northwest corner of the butterfly when it shot out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Then it disappeared. Remember that?
Yeah.
Where you had to just stop on a meter mark and not move the rest of the day.
Yeah. And that's what it was.
And then it disappeared and go back down to the 31 line 70 miles away and bang, there's schools up again.
I know.
Unbelievable. You're thinking that was it. It just marched out of here, but it was right back where it started.
Yeah. And how many times have we seen bluefin and albacore do that?
Oh, yeah.
I do not remember watching bluefin and albacore march up and out and then slide back down in the fall. I don't remember that.
No.